This is the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. Insurance companies concerned about a spike in car accidents and also want breathalyzer testing implemented. Government denies mass importation of produce from Suriname and insists a proposed agricultural deal with that nation is yet to be agreed. A plan to send Bajan troops to Haiti worries some members of the public. Concern among some sections of the Rastafarian community about the proposed approach to involving Rastas in the medical marijuana industry. Police in the British Virgin Islands make a huge drug bust. Gaza truce talks end in failure. With the details, I am Crystal J. Paul. Good afternoon. The General Insurance Association of Barbados is concerned over an increase in road traffic accidents. Statistics reveal that the country has recorded close to 700 accidents per month this year, compared to a monthly average of 600 accidents in the past. President of the association, Randy Graham, says this is worrying.
The year has not started well. We've seen increased accidents over the last couple of years on the roads in Barbados. Typically, you know, we're accustomed to seeing about 600 accidents of recent a month in this country. I would say January, February, maybe close to 700 accidents a month, right? So there's definitely an increase in accidents on the road, and the public is seeing it. We have to reduce the amount of accidents on the roads in Barbados. And persons just need to pay a lot more attention when they get behind the wheel and they're in charge of a vehicle. They should only be focusing on driving that vehicle, right? Too many distractions are causing too many accidents, and the increase is not warranted.
Mr. Graham is again calling for breathalyzer testing to be swiftly implemented as he warns motorists not to drink and drive. He believes perpetrators must be held accountable.
We reinforce the call again to get the breathalyzer testing implemented as soon as physically possible in the country. But not just because we want the breathalyzer. We want persons to take responsibility, and we have to communicate to persons that driving under the influence of alcohol by any amount of drinking leads to the greater possibility of an accident. And whether it's the breathalyzer, whether it's public education, the point is drivers must understand that this is a real thing, and they have to take responsibility for it, and we have to stop it one way or the other.
President of the General Insurance Association of Barbados, Randy Graham. Government has dismissed suggestions that Barbados is receiving thousands of pounds of agricultural produce weekly from Suriname. Special Envoy to the Barbados Prime Minister, Althea Wiggins, has responded to questions raised by the opposition leader, Ralph Thorne, and the DLP's Shadow Minister of Agriculture, Walter Maloney, who were seeking clarification on the status of a proposed agricultural project in Suriname. Ms. Wiggins tells Starcom Network News the reported figures, which Mr. Maloney quoted from a regional newspaper, represent Suriname Airlines load capacity. That's Suriname Airlines load capacity and not actual cargo.
Very important is the carrying capacity for cargo of 5,000 kilograms. It was erroneously stated in the press that Suriname will be shipping 5,000 kilograms or approximately 11,000 pounds of cargo weekly. It's the carrying capacity of the aircraft. This flight, therefore, is a catalyst for trade facilitation from Barbados to Suriname and from Suriname to Barbados.
She says it is not the first time she has had to correct such statements and adds that discussions on trade with Suriname are still ongoing.
I have addressed this issue directly with Mr. James Paul in terms of the incorrect statement about the weekly reports of 11,000 pounds of agricultural produce to Barbados, and he promised to make a retraction back then. The two governments are still in pursuit of an agricultural project which includes the provision of land, the rearing of back-belly sheep, and the exchange of labor. The accommodation of farmers and the allocation of land still have to be settled.
Barbados Special Envoy to Suriname, Althea Wiggins, in the lunchtime edition. Some members of the Rastafarian community are concerned that the government's proposal to include Rastafarians in the medical marijuana industry will only benefit a select few. This follows the Agriculture Minister's announcement yesterday that government will help to fund a startup project to give a cooperative of local Rastafarians a stake in the industry. However, young elder in the Rastafarian community, Ras Simba Ikoma, believes this is not the answer and is calling on government to expand the industry to include marijuana for religious purposes.
As to date, the average Rastafari is not free to utilize cannabis within its traditional form. And what the wider Rastafari community would like the minister, who we have spoken to about this, is to have a classification of cannabis within its cultural and natural uses, right? So the same way that we have herbal uses for other things, we would like to have cannabis on that, you know, within the industry. So the average Rastafari could have the use of cannabis within his traditional and cultural way.
He is again appealing to government to put legislation in place that will allow Rastafarians to use marijuana in accordance with their religious beliefs.
We're not allowed by law to use cannabis anywhere else but a place of worship. Now we have another trinket being thrown to throw off the wider community by giving a group of Rasses who don't represent the wider Rastafari community being given a handout to appease the Rastafari community and the wider public. And what we're advocating for and will take no less than is for the traditional cultural use of cannabis, where I can have my plant in my yard and I can get up, I can make tea, I can cook with it, I can medicate myself, because we've been doing it for years.
Young elder in the Rastafarian community, Ras Simba. Some Barbadians have raised concerns about the Barbados Defense Force standing by to send troops to Haiti to try to restore order in the troubled country. They told Starcom Network News they do not believe Barbados should sacrifice their soldiers. However, some said it is important to assist the CARICOM country.
I'm half money for them to go and the other one fearful because of such violence going on there. But I guess soldiers are trained for that. And we have to help our neighbors. Haiti, the same way people are crying out for Palestine, they should be crying out against such violence that is happening in Haiti.
I do not think that we should deploy any person to Haiti. How are the soldiers deployed going to be able to go into that country and fight against the rebels who know every nook and cranny of the country? To me, they're looking to get themselves killed. The airport is not even open. And if they go in by boat, wouldn't the people be waiting for them?
This is an excellent regional endeavor. It's important that Barbados helps its neighbors, and Haiti in particular has been struggling. So I fully support the efforts.
Barbadians' thoughts on the BDF standing by to send troops to Haiti. A Haitian immigrant to Barbados believes Barbados and other regional countries should send soldiers to the violence-ravished country. However, Cloris Joseph tells Starcom Network News he believes the Barbados Defense Force should analyze the situation there and have a strategic approach before sending troops to Haiti. British Virgin Islands, BVI, is reporting a significant cocaine seizure off the coast of the country. The Royal Virgin Islands Police Force and U.S. Customs and Border Protection carried out a joint operation on Tuesday night, and while the exact quantity of cocaine seized has not been disclosed, authorities said it was a large maritime drug bust in history for BVI. Reports say that law enforcement intercepted a go-fast vessel just off Hodges Creek on the east end of Tortola, and during the interdiction, officers discovered 60 bales of cocaine on board the vessel. And finally, a Hamas delegation has left talks in Cairo without a deal for a ceasefire in Gaza. But the armed group says indirect negotiations with Israel are not over. It had been hoped that a 40-day truce could be in place for the start of the Islamic month of Ramadan next week. Recapping the headlines. Insurance companies concerned about a spike in car accidents and also want breathalyzer testing implemented. Government denies mass importation of produce from Suriname and insists a proposed agricultural deal with that nation is yet to be agreed. A plan to send Bajan troops to Haiti worries some members of the public. Concern among some sections of the Rastafarian community about the proposed approach to involving Rastas in the medical marijuana industry. Police in the British Virgin Islands make a huge drug bust. Gaza truce talks end in failure. That was a lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network Inc. is a division of One Caribbean Media Group. I am Christo J. Paul. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on Starcom Network. starcom.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.